Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Come on in.
Okay.
Take a seat. Take a load off. How are you feeling?
Quite good.
Are you?
Yeah, actually I'm all right. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm quite sparky.
I'm feeling quite sparky.
Are you?
Hmm.
You look quite sparky.
Well, thank you.
Or manic.
Could be. Buzzing. Welcome to the podcast. This is Nobody Panic. I'm Tessa. This is Stevie.
Hello.
Hello. Stevie's a real talent.
We're doing how to move in with your partner. Well, we're saying partner, but we don't mean like business partner. We mean boyfriend, girlfriend. Let's not put a label on it.
Significant other.
Significant other.
Person who chooses not to have a label.
Oh my God, love that. Crucially not a friend, because I think we've had flatmates.
But equally, like, some of these will be relevant to a friend, but we're going to really get into what it's like to transition from being, you're dating and suddenly you make this big, huge jump that now you're going to cohabit, which is a big thing. Mm. And it's something we get asked about all the time. And
I can't move for being asked about it.
No, oh God, oh, again. Ah. So we're like, okay, here we come. We're gonna get into it. I think it's that it's always, I think, a real shock to people the first time, because we were sold such a clear image of what it would be like.
Yes, a prince would sort of be on a horse and then he goes. They don't really go into the kind of cohabitation.
No.
It's just like you just see their house. It's like this massive palace. And they're like, well, I guess that's where she lives now.
Yeah.
And then you don't see what actually
There's
happens.
A reason that movies end at the wedding. You know?
Yeah.
There's a reason you don't see what it's like just to like bicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's all like passionate and good. And so you never
I
really.
You when you're asleep.
Yes.
Sleep
and,
beauty.
And if you do have a movie about that, it's like.
Marriage Story.
Or Revolutionary Road. I've not seen either of them.
Seen Blue Valentine.
Not seen
don't
it.
Don't watch it.
That's the thing. I don't care for them. I don't want to watch a movie about a tragic relationship that was once good turning sour. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
And, you know, it's awful. And so if you do see it in a positive light, it's like she's wearing his shirt.
Mm.
And they're eating Chinese out of those white boxes.
And they've just like painted the walls.
And they've just
and they've
the
like
walls.
Got a little bit
they're
of paint on
their
nose.
Cheek. And it's just so fun to live together. Or in like Benjamin Button, where they finally meet in the middle.
Oh, that's nice.
And Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett. Well, you recall that he's an old man.
And then he goes into a young man.
Young boy.
Boy. Baby boy.
Baby boy. Mm. Baffling. But at some point they meet in the middle.
That's
when
nice.
They're both like 30.
Oh
and
God.
They are living in this like you know when it's like it was just a shack, just a cheap rent from like you know, and but it always looks like
massive.
It's absolutely massive and it's exquisite. And it's that like shabby yet exquisite. You
it's
know?
Like Miss Honey's new house in Matilda.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like roller skating around the massive living room. And
yeah.
Like, life was fun. And it was like, yeah, it was, because you got a massive living room.
Well, that's when they move into the big house.
Yeah, and it's lovely and it's beautiful. Yeah, that's true. But all of...
But even like when she lived in the tiny house where she had just like a little table with a doily over the top, that was also beautiful.
That's also nice, yeah. Bigger than my flat now.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Anyway, the point is they take this shack, in inverted commas, and they live in that for ages, and there's just this mattress on the floor, and they're just like, it's just a montage, basically, where it's just like people fading in and out.
Mm.
But they're just basically just fucking on this mattress for ages.
Okay.
And there's just white sheets everywhere. And then Brad Pitt is like, we lived on that mattress. It was our whole world. And then you're like, well, that's what it's like to live with someone.
What did you do for money?
Exactly. What's the job? Who's taking out the bins?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
So you know? You're just like, are you composting everything?
Yeah.
Like, who's doing the recycling?
Is anyone even discussing it? Who's paid the council tax?
That's the issue.
You know? And so you, as a child, and by you, I mean me, had this very clear idea. It was like, you just rolled around on this mattress and that's living with someone.
Right. Whereas I thought you just did roller skating in the living room with essentially your teacher.
Yeah.
And that was living together.
And it turns out, not right.
No, like, it's quite fun, isn't it?
There might be roller skating, but they will be the 1%.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, the 1%. That goddamn 1%.
And you realise, like, oh, life is hard.
I'm the rule, not the exception. That's the thing. That's what growing older is about. You go like, oh, yeah, they're all like, I thought I was the exception to every single rule, but actually there's a reason that they're called exceptions. You'll be exception to maybe a few rules, but not all of them.
That's so wise, DB.
Oh, my God, thank you.
That's so wise. Some things won't apply to you, but in general, it will.
And that's okay.
I like... You know, when you're young and you go to weddings and people talk about, like, you know, somebody will say, like, you know, marriage is hard and it takes, you know, a lot of time and compromise and love. Mm. And someone makes, like, a weird, like, mother-in-law joke. Mm. And
your mother-in-law's shit.
Yeah, and your mother-in-law's shit, of course. There she is, Janet.
Being shit.
Shit again at this wedding. And then I was always like, how can it be tough? You just live with someone that you fancy. Like, and then you roller skate.
Yeah,
but it turns out, you know, it's another, totally another human being who has a whole different set of ideals, you know. Anyway, the point is, it's totally achievable.
It's achievable, right?
It's totally achievable. And I think a lot of people are doing it or considering it or cresting into it or thinking about it. Or
before we get into it, though, what's your adult thing?
Mine is that I've just sent a postcard to my grandparents, but on TouchNote, which I maybe have talked about in the past. TouchNote is an app on your telephone communication device, and it sends postcards of your photographs.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so you pay like £5 and that gives you, I think five, that seems reasonable, five postcards.
That's the crucial thing here. Whatever seems reasonable, not what is.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's £5, but Tessa thinks it seems reasonable, so I guess we'll say it's five for £5.
It's not a lot that if you were going away travelling or even if you aren't, you can buy yourself, you know, £10 worth of credits and not think about it. And then when you've taken a nice picture, it's so nice to do and easily accessible. And then you can add text to the front of your image.
That's nice.
And then when you press next so that you're ready, you can design your own stamp.
Oh my God.
Very fun.
I'd have an app that was just stamp designing, so I'm so on board.
Right. So that bit is obviously the best bit.
Yes.
Then you add the address, of course, not to surprise anyone. Yes. But the
boring.
And then you can write your message.
Oh, wow.
Write the postcard. Anyway, I love it. And also, you can do it so quickly and you're like, oh, I feel great. And I think it's nice to receive. I mean, it's nice to receive something in the post.
Mm.
And then obviously, sorry, wherever you are in the world, they send it from that country.
Oh,
so
cool. Okay.
Then you don't pay the international travel or whatever.
Oh my God, this sounds like a great app.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay,
it's called TouchNote. I got it because, hello, Fraser. He went cycling around America and he used to send us postcards from every like leg of his thing. And they were pictures of him cycling.
Oh, that is nice.
So the images were generally very similar because they were
a man on a bike.
They were a man on a bike,
yes.
With slightly different backgrounds.
That's okay.
But they were lovely to hear about and get a picture in the post. It was delicious. Anyway, so that's my adult.
Mine's also like a buying thing. So capitalism has really been
that's really the theme of this one. Hello.
I found my cleanser.
Wow.
I know that you're not like a very producty face woman. Like you have a face and I've seen you use the odd product, but you don't strike me as someone that would really feel that in their heart.
Mm.
I've like, a lot of years, you think you've found your cleanser and then your face breaks out or it's a bit dry, but you're like, well, I guess this is all I deserve. You know, a lot of that, not all I deserve. Obviously, I've gone a bit far there, but I mean, like, you go like, well, I guess this is as good as cleansers get. And then you never know whether to try a new one because you're like, well, this one's all right. I've had a lot of time with cleansers. Found a cleanser that I have it now and that's mine. There are downsides to the cleanser. I will say that it is.
Okay.
The downsides are not anything to do with the actual cleanser. It's great. It's called Ultra Bland and it's by Lush. And this is not a sponsored spot. It's just like, I went to Lush and I saw, because I have really sensitive skin. And it was called like Ultra Bland for people that literally can't use anything. I was like, well, that sounds good.
You're a bland
boy. And I've got bland skin.
I'll prove how much it's not sponsored it is. I can't go in Lush because of the smell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this has no
smell. Lush, if you would like to sponsor us, do get on board and I will get over my smell issue.
I love you. I love you, Lush. And also, I'm giving you so much money because the odour is so pungent. Then also, there's so much stuff, you don't know where to go. And then the third layer that you have to get through is the sheer amount of Lush employees asking whether they can help you. Put it on your face and then you have to get it off with a hot flannel.
Ooh.
Now, the two downsides that I've discovered, which I'm going to live with because it's the only cleanser that doesn't dry my skin out. Two downsides are, one, very anxious about my flannel all the time. Is my flannel dirty? So then I'm like, oh, well, now I've got to launder my flannel a lot. So I've bought quite a lot of flannels.
Okay.
Like 50 flannels.
Right.
And it's sort of like a one-in-one-out system. I don't know how like sustainable that is. Second thing really killed me was that when I bought it in Edinburgh, in Bonnie, Scotland, and it was £13 for what I'd say is not that much. And I was like, wow, okay, that's really expensive. Okay, well, £13, oh, I don't know. Got to London, it's now £17.50.
Gosh.
And that is too much for a cleanser. But because it's so good, I'm just going to be sad about my flannels and about the price, but happy about my face.
Well, you look radiant.
Thank you. But I thought that was very adult that you just have a cleanser that I use to completion and then I finish the cleanser and then I buy a new one rather than constantly sort of like I have like, I don't know, a bit of one, and then I don't like that. Then I got excited
and just bought another.
Yes.
That's well done. You got a cleanser. Maybe try and look on like eBay and things and see if it's there.
Yeah,
to buy a cheaper one.
Yeah.
I realised, if I may, why I don't like the smell.
Yes.
It really surfaces as a memory.
Oh my
God.
That
an ex-boyfriend had bought me, well, he'd obviously gone in and just said like at Christmas, he'd gone like, I've got a girlfriend.
A woman thing?
Woman. Mm. And they'd made this like horrible gift box.
Oh yeah, of women, like pink
women
bath bombs,
and he might as well just handed it to me and be like, I don't know who you are and I think we shouldn't be in this relationship, which we remained in for many more years.
Mm.
But it sat on top of the toilet in the bathroom in its gift box. Mm. Unused for 2 years.
Wow.
So therefore it was a constant reminder
that he didn't know you,
that he didn't know me.
I think you'd like Lush because you like sort of things that are other things. There's lots of like fun things.
The exception to that rule, and we have discussed them, is anything that goes away. So
bath bombs.
Bath bombs.
It does go away.
Yeah. So a pair of scissors that looks like a badger, my dream.
Fine.
A bath bomb that looks like a cupcake, my nightmare.
You'd
I've got
Lush.
A candle that looks like a hippo, a hellscape. What can I do with that? Its purpose can never. Every time I use the badger scissors, it's like
he's doing his
this
job.
This is my thing. The hippo candle.
It'll just be a melting, sad hippo.
For him
you'll
to
watch the hippo
for
die.
Him to see his to be used finally to fulfill his purpose, it must be death.
Oh God!
Can you imagine?
Wow, got a lot to unpack here, but we won't do it now.
No, not the time.
Because you're too busy unpacking. Because you just moved in with your partner.
There she is.
I've been waiting, I would say, a year to be able to do a link that was that smooth.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. I'm absolutely thrilled. So I feel like there's loads of articles that are like 10 ways to know it's time to move in together, and all of those articles are pointless because they don't know you and they don't know the person. And I think there are like certain things that you can be like fairly confident in because of your gut. And I think you know in your gut whether it's the right thing to do. And the other way that you could know is that if all your friends are telling you not to, then maybe don't. Because I think your friends know you very well and there are lots of like, you know, there are lots of instances that you read about and also friends have been in relationships that have been very difficult, but that whole thing that we learn, where like marriage is difficult, relationships are difficult and they can be very up and down and very dramatic and maybe there was some cheating scandals or something, but then it's all okay now and now we're going to live together and it's like, oh, you probably should live together when you've got to the point where it's like, you feel like you're in a very stable, there's no drama relationship.
Yes.
Because you're about to go into a situation where you're very living in close quarters, that if there is drama, that drama be going through the roof, baby girl or baby boy.
Mm. Yeah, it's obviously the nicest if you are both like, shall we move in together? And then you both find a place together.
Mm, yes.
But also people have done it through financial crisis. People have done it
because
they, you know, for all kinds of different reasons. But equally, people I know who've known each other such a small amount of time said they were moving in together. And I was like, I, believing myself to be a 23-year-old savant, was like, oh no, a terrible choice, and they're happily married. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So my point is, like, if it feels right in your gut, go for it, and you know, just don't get yourself. This is why I was going to say, start with the lease. I was going to say, like, make sure it's a like 6 month break clause.
Very good.
And you're like, if this turns out to be a disaster, 6 months is neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And we'll sort this out, you know?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Do not buy a house together as your opening move.
Yeah.
Like, you know, baby steps, and like get that 6 month break clause.
The first year is basically you both walking around a flat going like, I did not know you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. I do think it's not something to put off because you're frightened. When I moved in with my partner, there was a conversation about how, you know, like, well, what if we're having a nice time? What if moving in, you know, makes it not a nice time, which I think is a very common
concern.
But my point was, which I think is the right point, and became the right point, which is that, well, by not knowing, the relationship is not going to progress any further. Because if you can't live together, you'll know within 6 months with your handy break clause. And then do we think that is a long-term relationship?
Yes, exactly.
So you'll know either way. And so there's no reason to not do something because you're like, well, what if it disrupts this fun sort of phase we're in now? And it's like, yes, but it will just be fun and I don't have to carry pants around in my bag all the time, you know? Mm-hmm, or you're not like stranded at some sort of station waiting for me to finish work so you can come round. Like, you know, like horrible, like when you're...
It moves out, the transition from like, because then it's like, oh, I'm seeing him on Tuesday, whoever they are. And then it's you when you are their plan for the evening. But then it transitions to be like, can I come round tonight? And they're like, yes, I'm out, but the keys under the mat, or like one of the boys will let you in. And then that transition moment is like, oh,
might as well,
we've got here, you know.
Yeah, if it's like
waiting, if you're waiting in the pub around the corner, you know, to be let in or whatever, then it's moved away from being like this date was the whole activity, and now you're just like amiably spending time together.
Exactly. And it can be really frustrating when you're not living together in a relationship because you are constantly being like, I used to have a horrible feeling of like when I'd be like, okay, so when are we next free? And then it wouldn't be like for another 5 days or something. You're like, oh, all this is rubbish. And then you're like, oh, this is shit. And then the great thing, obviously, is then you don't have to have those conversations. You are just like able to hang out all the time. And that is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, yeah, it can be quite make or break. And it is quite scary because you're like, well, what if we won't work together when we move in? Well, if you don't work together when you move
then
in.
Then that's sad. But
it's sad.
It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. You can work on it. Like, so if you're not natural bedfellows, house fellows, if it's a little bit thorny or it's a little bit difficult in the first few weeks, that also doesn't mean like, oh, we can't live together. So what a shame. Like, you just have to... I think the thing about relationships is that you have to consistently be working through things. And if you, every time you work through something and you're still together and it's still okay, it's like better. So each time that's what you're trying to, whereas if you fall at the first hurdle, it's like, would we have been able to have coped when there was like a massive life thing?
Exactly.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Exactly. So you've, you're brave, you're bold, you're going in because why the hell not?
Bollocks,
you're in there,
it.
You found a place together, ideally, but perhaps someone, they're just moving in, and you've got your nice 6 months time schedule on there that's like, hey, no harm, no foul, if we need to get out of this situation. Okay, we'll begin, shall we begin in the bedroom? Let's begin with the bed.
Why not?
Because a thing that does not occur to people, and that you don't realize, again, because you're obsessed with the rollerblading and the wearing a white man's shirt. And then just the linen is so crisp and clean.
Just padding around
just
the room.
Padding just about. Because you're so obsessed with that, you've forgotten to realize that moving in with somebody means that now you have a bedtime. And now you are bound by someone else's desire to go to bed. And sometimes you would like to watch Love Island while eating a large lamb shish kebab.
In bed.
In bed.
Yes.
With the lights on.
Oh, yeah.
And have a Fanta fruit twist.
Yes, loudly.
Nude. Who's to say what you want to do? That's just a thing I did last year, I remember. And I remember thinking, delicious.
Oh, it's just the freedom.
I just remember thinking, like, this is particularly feral of me. There was so much meat on the bed. Anyway, not the point. The point is that, like, those sort of things, you'd be like, oh, yeah. Not that you wanted to eat meat on the bed every single night, but you're like, oh, maybe I can't do that thing anymore.
Can't eat meat on my bed.
Well, these are the big issues. And then your partner, whoever's, like, pleasantly sleeping in the bed like a normal person, will become the source of your, like, why can't I eat the meat? You know?
Right.
That you're like, oh, we have to compromise about, like, how the sleeping is going to happen. Because again, you think that living with a partner is just like loving, you're in constant spooning.
Shall we bed now?
And,
oh, yes.
And you do go to bed together and then you lie together talking about ideas.
Whereas really the like day-to-day reality is you want to eat the meat and then sleep like a starfish.
You resent them.
And they're in your bed as opposed to being like, this is our bed. You're like, why are you in my bed?
Yes. And I have a friend who had the ultimate of that where he moved in and she goes to bed fairly early, gets up at like 6 and goes either to the gym or she runs to work. And that's like a thing that keeps her sane, keeps her healthy. She's always done it. And suddenly then she was like, it's actually really hard getting out of bed when there's someone else in the bed and you're excited they moved. And now I've kind of, my routine has been sort of lost a little bit and I want to go to bed at 10 and he wants to stay up and watch a film and he's like, why are you going to bed? And we're having like tensions about it. And I really felt for her because like me and my boyfriend have very, very similar routines. But at the same time, yeah, it is frustrating when you want to go to bed early and he doesn't. Well, the TV's on. You're just aware that the other person is up and you're asleep. So it's quite hard to like go to sleep. And there's so many different things to that. Like they like the window open. You like it closed. My main thing was I suddenly realised when I moved in with somebody else and I was sleeping in a bed with somebody every single night that I do not sleep well in a bed with somebody. And I was actually surviving sleep-wise on the good sleeps I was having on my own. So like if it was like 3 nights a week, I'd be like, I'm having 3 nights of absolute banging sleep a week and that's okay because when he's... But I wasn't thinking that at the time. But the thing is that it all... It gets better. Like it, also, your brain starts to kind of readjust without you having to do pretty much anything. Which that's the base level thing. But also, that's okay. And there are things that you can always do. Obviously, there's a million different problems that need lots of different solutions, and it depends who you are. So I can't be like, so do this and this and this and this, because it depends what you like and what you don't and what your current situation is. But for example, I bought a really, really good sleep mask and really, really good earplugs. And we have a Eve mattress, which means that when one of us wants to get up and out, like I'm not flying up in the air, which is what we used to do on like the shit mattress. Also, we have a really small bed. And the next thing is I'm going to buy like a fucking massive bed so that I can stretch out and not... And he doesn't feel like I'm constantly being like, can you please give me my space? And what I mean by that is all of the space of the bed.
I think number one is get a good mattress. Any of those ones that are constantly advertised, those new foam memory mattresses that have the 100-night trial.
They're really expensive, but there are some on the cheaper.
There are they are always having sales. So whatever the month is, they'll definitely be like, it'll be called like February fiasco. Bad marketing.
Bed bonanza.
That's much better. You need to get on the marketing team and ask. I'll step back.
Okay.
There's always some kind of deal and discount. They do those 100-day trials and then you take them back again. So you could hypothetically...
as well between
exactly.
Two.
It'll be, even though you're like, oh, we haven't got that kind of money, it will be the best investment.
Yeah.
Get the largest thing you have. Like, even if you're like, the room won't fit a king. Like, well, I...
Get the
king.
you're going to be sleeping in that room together more than you're going to be walking around like with your arms out.
If
like,
you're like,
needs floor
what about
space?
My velvet chair? Where will I put that? Get it out.
Burn it, I'd say.
Set fire to that.
Because in the middle of the night, when you can't move, you will want to burn your chair.
Yeah.
Like, so it's worth doing it.
Like, where will I put my shelves? Like, put them, compromise, like, find a different place for the shelves. Like, work out.
The most important.
It's so important. Get the most best, get the best one you can afford. You're splitting the difference, you're splitting the cost of it, and get as big a boy as you can possibly go.
The biggest, chunkiest bed boy.
And then, and this comes directly to you from the Swiss, 2 duvets.
I still haven't done this because my bed's too small, but I can't wait for the moment that happens because that is so good.
Two duvets is a mind-blowing transformation.
You can have one big throw to put over if you want it to look nice.
Absolutely.
Like, fine. But when the lights go off, all bets are off and the duvets are coming off as well.
Then if you want to sleep under a tiny thin rag and your partner wants to sleep under like a weighted blanket or whatever, then here's yours and here's theirs. And if you're like, but how sad, like, oh.
It's not sad. You're still in the same bed.
They sleep in separate rooms. Like, again, as a child, like we were really sold this like, oh, apparently... Charlotte's parents sleep in separate rooms.
And actually, thrilled and happy.
And now I'm
together.
Like, Charlotte's parents have smashed it. Like,
I've got a friend who's getting married, and they have a spare room with a bed in it.
Yeah,
she's like, and this is for when I get too hot.
Yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
Oh, have a bed when I get too hot.
It doesn't have great. Like, I remember my friend Alice when we were like in year 8 was like, how weird is it that like grown ups share a bed? And we were all like, but like we'd never really thought about it. And she was like, but why? And we were like, I don't know, Alice, because we were like, sex,
love?
I guess.
Oh, right.
Love?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Well, we were year 8.
Love and commitment.
We just knew sex happened in beds. And then the more I think about it, the more I'm like, why?
Yes.
It's not compulsory. And I guess the answer is like money and space. They're like, if you can share one bedroom, then you've got other rooms in the house free. But I'm like, fill every room with beds. Mm. Every room you've got, put
also,
a bed.
Also the kind of socializing of like what romance is. So
yes, it's like, waking up. Your beds,
how will you have sex? How, like, what's going to happen? Like, we just probably just get into the same bed to do that, or you do it somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, like, how possibly could you? Like, well,
it's a really, like, we're really swallowing down the narrative of, like, separate rooms. Because Helena Bonham Carter and Richard Burton.
Tim Burton.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Had separate houses and a tunnel, but then they did get divorced.
But then they did get divorced.
So, in all aspects, that wasn't a great anecdote, but
no,
also. I see why you went there. But I suppose what we're saying is if you get in a bed, great. Make it the best bed you possibly can, because that is actually the point where quite a lot of contention can happen physically.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The other thing, I think a big thing is household chores. Mm. But I think that's also, we did one about how to be a good flatmate, a podcast episode. And I think all of those things apply because you are basically moving in with one flatmate. And those things like, you'll find out, for example, you'll find out that whenever you load the dishwasher, he just likes to rearrange it. And then it becomes a funny thing, say. But there'll be little things like that that you'll be like, okay, well, I do the bathroom, he does the kitchen. Like, but I think lots of people are like, well, we don't need to have a sit down and to talk about that because that's not romance. We'll be too busy rollerblading.
Rollerblading, exactly.
On a giant bed.
Yeah.
But actually, you do need to talk about that because the only way it will come up is through like bickering and being like, well, why are you doing that? It's like, well, why don't we just sit down and go, okay, I'll Hoover, you do that. And those can be our jobs.
And it is 100%. And also, as you said, now it's the thing we can laugh about, like being able to laugh about the foibles.
Oh, yes.
Laughing your way through the flaws is the only way.
Oh, flaws are hysterical unless they're mine, then I'm furious.
Yeah. But the more that you can like find a gentle teasing, laughing your way through, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Then that's going to be make or break. And also I think it is tricky if we sat down together, you and I, and we're like, how shall we live together?
We would divide up the jobs.
But would we?
I think it would be
tricky without having a practice go.
Well, no, I think, I don't think it's like before you move in, it's like, right, well, who will Hoover?
Yeah.
I think it's just when you're in the house and like the first few weeks or whatever and it will just slowly start to be like, well, they seem to be doing, like some people just settle into doing more chores and some people like me are a lazy horrible girl, and then the lazy horrible girl has to be like, oh, I see, that's not good, I won't think to do anything ever because I'm out more, or I don't know, like for whatever reason. And then it's up, and then there comes a point when it's like, okay, I think the easiest thing is I'll just do that, that could be my thing and that could be my thing, so that then the other person isn't constantly being like, can you please do that? It's just, you know.
Yes.
I don't mean that. Also, you might be moving in and being like, actually, we tend to just, it just sort of happened evenly, and that's great.
Perfect. Well done, you guys.
Well done, you guys. But it's just.
Good for you.
I'm just giving you freaking you. But no, but it's just a nice, it's just like a good thing to have
it's
in mind.
It's so important to talk it out because here's a nice analogy. It should be like discussions in the relationship, and these things should be like an earthquake. So, but a gentle earthquake, a one on the Richter scale.
Good.
That's just like a gentle tremor of like, we're just releasing some pressure and some tension. Because
some gas.
Some gas. which will also be an issue. in the house. Right, yes. We're just releasing some gas so that in this gentle Richter scale one, I actually know how the Richter scale works, so I hope that's low, earthquake, so it does not become a volcano. Are the two connected? No. Are they in this analogy? Yes. They're like, if you can just gently release some steam. Absolutely. And discuss the dishwasher or whatever in a nice, calm, open way, that'd be like, this really upsets me. Okay, well, I'd like to do it. Okay, well, fine. We've, you know, it will stop being something that you just swallow down and swallow down and swallow down until you explode for no reason at a totally separate event.
Yes.
And you scream about the dishwasher and everyone's like, where did this come from? And it's just been building up inside you.
Any flatmates, and whenever you talk about people having problems with their flatmates, it's always because they're not communicating properly.
It's always a passive-aggressive post-it note or a text or all of this shit.
Yeah, I think that will just always happen in life, that there'll be things that come up and it's like, is this about the dishwasher or is this about something else? It's like, something else.
Yeah, something else. That always something exactly. Else.
That's why I suppose I was like, dividing the jobs is boring, but it sort of cuts it off at the pass.
Absolutely,
like,
cut it off at the pass.
Now we're not bothering. Yes. I really love that I use that phrase.
It's so powerful. You've done so many good phrases today. And that's number tip. Number five is constantly congratulate and boost up your partner.
Oh, there we go. Another thing, you know, when I moved in with my boyfriend, there was lots of like, we're going to have to make sure you have like date night. Mm. You have to really, because you're gonna take each other for granted. You're going to take each other. It's like, oh God, Jesus Christ. I can definitely see how
it happens.
It's very easy to only bring up something when it's like, oh, can you do that? Or like, oh, you haven't done that? Or like as a joke or whatever, even if it's nice, and not to be like, thanks so much for unloading the dishwasher. Or thanks so much for, did you hang up laundry? That's really nice. And after like, you know, a couple of years, there'll be certain things that your partner does that they do really regularly. Like they always hang up your socks or something and they just always do it. And you then stop thanking them because it's like, well, that's what they always do. And I always do nice things for them too. So why should I thank? Always like check yourself. And I think you're right, complimenting people and remembering that they are your partner, they're not just some sort of person that you live with. Do make sure that you're constantly, you've always got something in the diary that both of you are doing together, not he's not like coming along to hang out with all your mates.
Yeah,
she's when you're like,
because it'll be so easy to be like, we spent time together. He came to my work event, or they came to my thing. You're like, no. What did you two do together?
Yeah, and there's nothing nicer than when someone messages you with like a thing that you like I don't know, an exhibition or like your favorite band is playing or whatever, and they're like, oh, this is on, do you want to go? Like, should we go? And it's like, oh, they've thought about something specific to me. It's not just a lush bath bomb. It's like, woman,
thank you,
man. If you're not doing that back, make sure that you're doing that too. Even if it's like you can't afford, because you know, if you don't have money and that's really hard, like you're gonna cook like a special meal indoors, or you're gonna like binge watch this.
I went to a wedding a little while ago where they said they didn't have any money when they first started going out, so they would buy some snacks and sit on the front seats of the double-decker bus at the top and just ride it round.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I just thought it was such a sweet thing to do. So yeah, make that time. And then my last couple of things are the money. Obviously, that will be an earthquake volcano issue.
It will, especially when you go in knowing that, for example, I don't know, they earn more than you or you earn more than them. That's really
easy. There's no way, unless you are twins, you're definitely making different amounts of money. And so if you decide to, whatever decision you make about like whether you're going to split the rent right down the middle or one partner who makes more money is going to pay a bit more, it will always be there as this like issue. So make sure you get it all out and you talk about it. Otherwise, even if you're like, oh, I make more money, I'm thrilled to pay more rent, it will still be it'll be bubbling there at the forefront of any argument to you to be like, there will be about something totally different and you'll shout like, what do I pay?
I pay the rent.
I pay the rent. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Is this about the rent, or is it about something more?
It's about the dishwasher.
It's about the dishwasher, isn't it? Even if you're on the receiving end of that and paying,
it can
less,
be really hard.
You are like, I don't want to be the...
I'm not a charity.
I don't want to be a charity. Yeah, I don't want to be.
Also in terms of time as well. Like, so if one of you... So if somebody spends a significant amount of time, more time in the flat than the other one. So if one of them, I don't know, has like a 9-to-5 job and then the other one doesn't, then that also has to be talked about and discussed, because it's like, well, there's that thing of like, well, you're at home, so you should be doing all the stuff, you know? And it's like, well, no, I'm working from home.
And then the last thing is about, it's the discovery of like, you've been used to decorating your own bedroom since however old you were when you stopped having to live with your siblings, or whatever age in your life you first got your first bedroom. And now you have to go back
to sharing a bedroom.
Oh my God, yeah.
And you're like, but all my stuff. I want to do this, this, this,
they
and
buy
this.
A shit lamp and then, you're like, use the lamp and you're like, I hate the lamp. Whenever I look at the lamp, I'm like, I hate. But then this is the thing. That's, you learn so quickly to be like, do I care enough about the lamp? For example, that maybe my boyfriend's bought a lamp that I don't like. Who knows?
Who's to say?
Who's to say that did happen? But I was like, I don't understand it. And then you're allowed one like jokey comment of, and you thought that was aesthetically pleasing, did you? And then you're not allowed anymore. Mm-hmm. And then that's fine.
Does he know that you don't like the lamp?
Absolutely. Because I said, do you think that's a good lamp to look at? And he said,
champ.
Sure. And I said, okay. And then he knows. And then we make jokes about how I hate the lamp. And now I've been like, actually, I'm kind of friends with the lamp. It's just so white and like a spaceship. And it's not, I'm very much Gryffindor common room. He's very much spaceship.
Yes.
And we've had to smash together our various decorations. And to be honest, it's actually really nice because you start to kind of go like, yeah, what you've got there, I would never have that. That's mental. But it's yours. So that's nice because it's our house. It's not my house. Mm. But mesh all together and like, learn to... The fact
love
that somebody
the other
has gone like...
Things.
If I'm looking at, say, a lamp and 6 months in and I'm still like, oh, fucking lamp. It's not the lamp, is it? Because it's just
exactly.
a lamp. It's, you're worried. You're upset about something else. You're upset about
I
them encroaching
it's
in other
encroaching.
Ways.
It's the lack of control of being like, it's nothing to do with this lamp. The poor lamp did nothing. It's you being like, oh, I don't want you to place lamps in my living room where it's not my living room. It's our living room.
So that's some things you've got to work through. And I think you're constantly asking yourself, is it about this or is it about something else? And that's
exactly.
probably the biggest
And
thing.
Is it you freaking out and being like, well, I'll have to live with this lamp forever? You're like, no.
It's just a lamp.
It's just a lamp, ultimately. Yeah. And also, if it brings them a lot of joy, then like, it's just a lamp. And as long as you do exactly what Stevie did, and she's an absolute bastion. A beacon to us all, showing us the way that you said, oh, and that's... And you think that's a nice lamp, do you?
Yeah, literally,
you got it out of the way with a soft gag.
A soft
and
gag.
And you establish straight away your actual feelings on the lamp. Because if you say, oh, that's nice.
Then he'll buy me a lamp.
Exactly. So you must not lie about your taste, which is such an easy thing to do in the beginning because they're excited to get you something and you don't want to be like, oh, no, that's horrid.
And you're covered in lamps that you don't like.
But you've got to just be clear about what your real taste is and not to allow, and to like gently ease the compromise round.
Yeah. And also... It's all we're all talking about all these things about, oh God, you've got to do this. And that. Also, it's very fun. It's a very nice thing to do. And it's a very grown-up thing to do. It's the most adult thing you'll do.
Yeah, maybe ever.
Yeah.
It's in the top five adult things.
I think so.
And it's really massive. And I think everyone's just pointing out the icebergs. But ultimately, there's a lot of sea out there.
So much lovely sea and lovely whales in the sea.
There's so much to see and do. And don't just freak out because there are some icebergs, which are there. But like, we're pointing them out.
Yeah.
So just sail over here where there's dolphins and things.
Mm.
It's an exciting, amazing thing and really cool that you're doing it. So don't let yourself be freaked out. Just go in confidently, knowing your boundaries, knowing you're being ready for the bedtime.
Talking.
Communicating. Oh, isn't everything just communicating?
It's all communications or perspective. That's basically every single problem is either you need to change your perspective or you need to communicate better.
And you need to say to yourself, is this about the lamp?
Is this about the lamp or is this about the dishwasher? Or neither. That was helpful for me. And I think...
That was very helpful for me. And I talk about this all the time, but Anna Bruce in year seven, in my very first day in year seven at secondary school, they made us sit in alphabetical order. And I had to sit next to Anna Bruce. Really nice. But I cried because I was like, well, this is it. I have to sit with Anna Bruce forever, you know?
Right.
And it was nothing to do with Anna Bruce, who I maintain, and I would like it known on record, is nice. It was to do with being the control, the lack of control, and being like, this is it now for the rest of your next 7 years.
Yeah.
Whereas, of course, the alphabetical order system collapsed immediately.
Of course.
And of course you didn't have to sit with everybody. And so it's not really about Anna Bruce.
Bruce is sat here right now.
She's with us now.
She doesn't have to sit next to her for her whole life.
Of course, like it's being like, it's the lack of control in your life, which I think is the older you get, the more that you're like, oh my God.
But you can still have you can still have control over your life when you move in with someone. It's just you just have control over your life and then responsibility to be nice to someone else as well. Like I'm still in full control of my life. If anything, my life has got better since moving in with my boyfriend because he's brought elements of his personality which I don't possess.
Mm.
And we sort of fill each other's gaps, which I think is very useful.
So nice. Yin and yang. You're sharing a life together without losing a part of yourself to be part of their self. You're just like, now you're two full selves
striding out into the sea.
Oh my God. Looking, that's what we're doing.
Looking for icebergs, but ultimately like looking for adventure.
Oh my God.
It's an exciting thing to do. Thank you so much for... Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening. Do if you are living with somebody or you're about to do it, or
you've got a friend who's going to. A
friend who's done it, or you know, do get in touch. Tell us your top tips.
And tweet us at NobodyPanicPod or me at Stevie M, this is a five.
Me at Tessa Coates.
Yeah, and have a really nice week.
And remember that life is exciting and you can do it.
And the sea.
And also the sea. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.